Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. Shanghai is rearranging makeshift hospitals based on the outbreak's current situation. Several district-level makeshift hospitals that were set up in schools will be closed and disinfected. Zhang Hong has more.
右边是一个食堂区，一楼是个食堂区，容纳了160个人。二楼是一个体育馆，体育馆容纳340个人。
A makeshift hospital set up inside a school in Changning District has been closed and began a thorough cleaning and disinfection today. After a first pass is complete, the inspectors collect samples from 600 key spots around the school, including the canteen, gym, classrooms, and some other high-traffic areas. Professional evaluators will then collect the samples, bring them back to a lab for analysis.
If a sample tests positive,We'll have to do another thorough cleaning and disinfection, followed by another safety evaluation again. We won't let this kind of situation happen.
The cleaning and disinfection work will cover more than 44,000 square meters, both inside and outside of the school. It's estimated to be finished in 3 days. Another makeshift hospital in the Zhongye building in Jing'an District also closed yesterday and began the disinfection process today.The site is also expected to be completed within 3 days.
The key disinfection areas include the kitchen and washroom facilities that were frequently used by the patients. We'll clean and disinfect these areas repeatedly.
The local CDC will conduct 2 rounds of safety evaluations after any disinfection process is complete. In the future, the 16-story Zhongye building will become a central quarantine site to receive close contacts in the neighborhood.Medical staff and support staff will continue work at the site. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
A volunteer team of Shanghai General Hospital's clinical pharmacists was recently set up to deliver drugs to lockdown residents. Zhang Yue has a story.
At 9 a.m., volunteers were busy packing drugs and confirming information at Shanghai General Hospital's pharmacy. 56 orders were to be delivered in the morning.
This patient needs to take anticoagulation and lipid-adjusting drugs after heart stent surgery. He also has an enlarged prostate, so he was prescribed 5 medications.
The pharmacists have more than 10 years of clinical experience and also know the contraindications of mixing multiple drugs.
I'm a clinical pharmacist in the intensive care unit, and we are here to help deliver medications as there may be some logistical problems due to the lockdown.
The pharmacists have passes to deliver the drugs and use their own car due to a shortage of hospital vehicles. Pharmacist Qi Chendong's first order was to a senior who just had heart stent surgery but also has an enlarged prostate. Qi gave the instruction sheet to the man. It lists the name, dosage, and purpose of the drug. Each medication also has a note summarized by the pharmacist.The pharmacists are using their time off to volunteer so that their usual workload will not be affected. Due to limited manpower, the drug delivery team prioritizes patients in urgent need.
We will focus on patients over 65 years old first. There are also patients who need special drugs for several underlying diseases or those who need immunosuppressive drugs after a transplant.
The volunteer team has delivered about 10% of the daily prescriptions issued by the hospital's online platform in the past week. Only 10% of patients chose to pick up their medications in person. 34 hospitals in the city launched free online consultations during the Labor Day holiday, with nearly 1,800 doctors treating patients online. The hospitals issued more than 3,300 prescriptions on May 1st.Doctors said there are quite a few patients whose conditions have changed within 1 month, and they need to adjust their medication. These patients often have questions about usage, making the online consultations valuable to them. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Shanghai's Yangshan Free Trade Zone today released the latest data showing stable economic operations. Handling 42.2 billion yuan in imports and exports during the first quarter of this year, a 36% increase year on year. Li Shuren has a story.
The resumption of work and production of front-end trading companies has been directly reflected in port operations.
Traffic conditions at Shanghai port have been improving. On April 30th, the port handled 113,000 TEUs, that's basically recovering to 80% of what came through the port before the outbreak.
The number of companies coming back to the Yangshan Free Trade Zone and Logistics Park has also been steadily growing. 193 companies in the park resumed work as of yesterday. Nearly half of them are operating at more than 50% of their normal levels.
The applications for foreign companies such as Maersk and OOCL to carry out coastal piggybacking businesses have been approved, and this is expected to be established by the end of May. The new area is also promoting the launch of supply and container forward freight contract trading platforms.
Judging from the overall situation of Shanghai Port, container throughput has rebounded steadily since late April, and the number is expected to further recover in May. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.